You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Portions of This Is Americans Live, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This Is Americans Live, listen to more episodes of This Is Americans Live, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
She looked at the masterpiece hanging in the museum, but all she could think of is that her 5-year-old could do better. Her 5-year-old is very talented and have grew beyond the spectrum of turkey fingerprint paintings and little squiggly lines and started doing some really good work. And then our gallery came a calling.
Sweetie, look what Jeremy did in school. Look. I'm. You want to show him? I'll show him. Look what he made. Look.
Okay, what?
Look, Dad.
That's great. Yeah.
Do you hate it or do you love it?
Can he play a little bit of like sports or something, or like maybe, you know?
Jeremy, go play with your STEM set for a second. I want to talk to your father, please.
All right.
We have to be supportive of our son.
Yeah, I know, honey. I'm trying to be supportive, but it's not something that I understand. I don't know paints.
You can't pigeonhole him into something that you like specifically.
So wait, you're pigeonholing him into doing stuff you like?
I like it because it's good.
You know it's good because you go to all the galleries and you have all this like opinion about painting. I don't know.
Yeah, I go to the galleries with our son because he is into art. Jeremy, come back in here. Settle this for us.
Hi, look what I did.
Yeah, it looks great.
You didn't even make eye contact with it.
I'm looking at it. It looks...
Make eye contact with the painting with the googly eyes on it. Look at the googly eyes. Make eye contact with the eyes.
How does it make you feel?
You're trembling, sweetie.
Yeah, it's making me feel something.
Yeah?
Put it into words.
It's really good.
Oh, there it is. Here's the father I know.
But what feelings are coming out?
It was clear that the father had some compartmentalized feelings about art. Maybe he was a painter and couldn't really express himself because maybe he had a father that was very much like him.
Son, I don't have,
What?
I don't have long. I want you to know that you're not a good painter.
I am a good painter. What?
Son.
Yeah?
Look at this. Is this a snowman?
Looks like a snowman to me, yeah. He's got a little nose and he's got the buttons and...
Sorry, I'm late, you guys. I 3-putted number 18.
All right, so I'm looking over your chart. Ooh. What I'm looking at...
Do you think my dad's gonna make it?
Well, it's not looking good.
Oh, he's not gonna make it. I'm artist.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about his health. I'm saying that snowman is not looking good. Who painted this?
I'm surprised you knew it was a snowman.
I
thought it was a fat albino man.
Well, the only thing that gave it away was that it's a real carrot taped to a piece of white paper. Who did... Did this child don't laugh too hard. You're at death's door.
Yeah, this asshole child.
he's and so ugly. Young man, have a seat. I have some bad news for you. Your father just died just now when he was laughing at your terrible art.
And then he grew up completely abandoning his passion or his desire to want to be a painter. And then little did he know that he passed on that talent onto his little boy.
That sounds terrible. Your father's dying words were laughter at you over your snowman?
You wouldn't have even known that if it wasn't for that stupid host that said it.
Dad, I would love nothing more than to paint with you on some Sunday afternoon together outside.
Why don't you let little Jeremy teach you how to paint? I mean,
please. Because I'm not that guy anymore.
Yes, you are. You.
No, I'm not.
Look at me.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to go out of town. I'm going to go out of town on a girl's
weekend.
What's
so funny? You laughing at me now?
What? Your shorts are silly.
Yeah. Did you macrame those yourself?
Yeah. I didn't know it was called macrame, but yeah, I made these shorts.
It's not great.
Anyway, Mom, where are you going?
I'm going for a girl's weekend to Topeka, Kansas. Because that's where Charlize is from.
They left him alone at the house. His father, who thought he could briefly connect with his son and his artistic sensibilities, but realizing that, again, he was just completely alienated by his own family, his own tribe.
Father and son.
Acrylic.
Learning how to paint.
Oil.
Reaching each other's hearts through paint.
Charcoal.
Father and son.
He recorded a whole album while they were gone.
That's just the audio, the montage music you guys are doing.
Just trying to figure out what he was doing. So who originally wrote the song Father and Son? Who is that?
Are you asking me, the producer?
Yeah, this is the host asking the producer.
Oh, that was actually Trent Derricks, and he wrote it. Yeah, here's a different one. It's
this one's called My Dog's Dead, But Everything's Fine.
Yeah, it's track 4 actually. Okay.
Well, I woke up this morning to walk my dog, and he wasn't moving at all. But the sun was shining and the Braves were on TV. Everything is fine, even though my dog
stopped it.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. I mean, that's why it was relegated to.
I just didn't know where the song came from. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, it was mostly used for montages.
Right. Did you know that?
No.
This is my understudy.
Hello.
This is Jake.
Hi, I'm Jake.
I feel like he needs a better radio voice like me.
I mean, should I put on my radio voice?
This is your radio voice.
No, this is my real voice.
Host and understudy learning how to talk. Doing a show and he's teaching him what kind of voice to do.
Tuesdays on Fox.
That's basically the show. There are two guys. They're radio host people. One's an intern, and then one's like established. And we think it'll do really well.
Well, I have to say,
our research says that it's going to be a great show.
Hey, pro tip: in the middle of a pitch, don't interrupt the pitchee when I'm giving you my thoughts on the pitch.
I'm so sorry.
All right, thank you. Anyway, I was gonna say. Sorry, you look like you're gonna interrupt me again.
I wasn't. Go.
No. Okay.
Anybody want water before we start the second round of pitching?
Yeah.
Green light it.
This is This Americans Live. I'm your host, Ari, with producer Andy. And our special guest contributor for this episode is John Millheiser. In our show, we'll be using our trusty sentence generator to bring you a story in 3 improvised acts. This week's theme, discursive. Yep.
What is
my producer is looking at my face. The word discursive.
What does that mean?
That means one idea doesn't really flow into the next, now does it? Sometimes we think of something, and then all of a sudden, we're on a tangent and just going off into another world. Discursive thinking.
Well, why wouldn't the theme be tangents?
Because I make up the themes and you don't.
All right.
So do your fucking job. All right. So tired of this. Stay with us. Act 1. He ran out of money, so he had to stop playing poker. He had been playing poker his whole life, something he just instinctively knew how to do. poker face, lying with his facial features. And then one day he ran out of money, kind of like a car running out of gas.
And I will raise you one wedding ring.
Oh, David! Yes! I mean...
Yes!
I'll marry you!
No, I was just telling
you. Oh.
But nobody didn't know was the two big Top Shot poker players on this poker competition were actually seeing each other behind closed doors. Next thing they knew, he was raising his bets into a full-on marriage and having kids.
I accidentally gave her a wedding ring.
Look at it!
It's very, very nice.
I was just telling.
It's purple and blue.
Yeah, it was actually my great-grandmother's ring.
Bernice.
It was passed down to me.
Thank you, Bernice.
Her dying words were, don't ever let anybody have this. But there was a miscommunication. She thought that I was proposing to her. And then I was just kind of all in.
What was that like?
What was it like?
Yeah.
What I just said?
Yeah, it was, if we played that out, what would that look like?
I don't know. Why don't you go back to exactly what I just did a few all minutes ago?
Let me find the other guys.
All right.
And I'll raise you, our son, to be strong.
Call.
Hardworking.
Call.
No.
If anybody feels they want to raise an objection between the union of these two players, please put your cash in the pot now or forever. Hold your cash.
I am all in with this. I think they are a wonderful couple.
Wait. I want to put in everything I got because I love her, man.
Jeff, it was 6 months ago.
It doesn't matter. It's for me right now.
You know what?
Cash out.
I can't cash out. I tried to cash out, but every time I do, I just think of you.
Our relationship was a royal flush.
But we were like two pairs.
Go fish.
I just tried to double down and I shouldn't have.
Before any life-altering decisions are made, why don't we find out what the priest has as the river card?
What are you talking about? What did you say?
Because that's also poker terminology.
What's exactly... I'm the host. I don't know anything about poker. What's the river card?
Well, I have almost as little knowledge as you do, but...
of poker.
In Texas Hold'em.
Right.
They deal the cards.
Right. And then they match the card.
That's, no. The last card that the dealer puts down everybody has.
Do you have a two?
No, that's Go Fish.
That's Go Fish.
Yeah.
So then they put down a card and they try to make it, you know, up to 21.
Yeah, and then you ask, like, does your person have red hair?
That's guess who that's... And what you're talking about is...
So then you say...
You can't say that.
Well, it depends on the context.
Hey, kids! Ready for a brand new game for the whole family?
Yeah!
Introducing... No! Cut!
What?
We're not allowed to say that in the commercial anymore. Didn't you get the revision?
That's the name of the game.
You didn't get the revision, but the new copy? Just take a look at that. Okay, let's take it from the top, okay? Hey, kids, looking for a brand new game that's fun for the whole family? Introducing... No. You're saying the same thing. You're just putting the accent on the wrong... You're saying it a different way.
I don't know accents. I don't know.
Didn't you get the second revision? The second revision. That's the first. Okay, take three. Hey, kids, are you ready for a brand new game that the whole family is going to love? Introducing... Jesus. No, I'm gonna call
the line above the K, right?
What?
The line above the K, that's the accent.
Did you get the third revision?
How many revisions are there?
27. Did you get the third one, though?
Well, shouldn't I have the 27th one if the third one is the one that I'm looking at that's the wrong one?
Yes,
he's got a point, Greg.
All right. Here's 27. Here, just take it. Come on. We only have the studio for 20 minutes.
Well, then you should have given me the very latest revision.
Well, we should have booked
Why do we only book the studio time? For 20 minutes?
Yeah. I mean...
That's also another good question.
Everybody made mistakes, okay? Everybody made mistakes. But the biggest mistake is you not reading the proper revision.
Because I wasn't given the right revision. I'm just going to read it.
He's got a point, Greg.
18 minutes. Take four. Hey, kids. Ready for a brand new game that the whole family is going to love so, so much? Introducing... Yeah, that's it. All right, let's wrap. Hey, 16 minutes early.
It was a very tumultuous relationship between the studio and the voiceover actors. This was always very, very combative.
All right, guys, here we go. We got to knock out four spots. We only have the studio booked for 8 minutes.
All right? Got it.
All right, here we go. Losing a loved one is never easy. But luckily, there's...
death.
No.
Did you get revision number 47?
I put it on top of the bookshelf.
Where's the step stool?
Oh, I put that back.
Is that because I'm short?
Well, it's just because it's a high bookshelf.
That's just where I put the revisions. That's where the revision box is, and that's where I put them. I've been doing that for, what, 20 years?
Arrive!
Where's the step stool? Where is it?
Oh, it's right here.
Oh, thank you. All right. Get up there. Grab the revision number 40. Thank you.
What right. Even put it up there? Put it down here. Well, I can have it and look at it when I'm supposed to.
Take two.
All right.
We only got the studio for 6 more minutes.
Okay, let's do this.
Losing a loved one is real shitty. It sucks so much, so bad. Boy, they really changed it up in these later revisions. Well, you know what? You're in luck because now there is a place that you can go to that has help with... Who wrote these revisions?
I did.
Well...
He's here. I've never seen him before.
Mr. Cartwright, I didn't expect you to show up to the studio.
I don't want
to
hear any more excuses from you. I have 10 funeral homes across the county. I need this campaign done!
Well, Mr. Cartwright, yeah. Hi. I'm Joel. I'm an intern here. I really shouldn't be doing this, but I seize the moment. I'm a fan of all your funeral homes. I've had so many family members pass, and I just want to say that every time I always say, go to Mr. Cartwright's funeral home, because they have the most respect and fun funerals in all...
We do.
...in all of Pasadena, and I just want to say thank you for all your hard work, and I can't wait till somebody else dies.
Look, we don't want people to die, but if they do, we would love you to bring your loved ones to Cartwright. There it is.
That was great. Jeff, I'm sorry you've been replaced.
What do you mean I've been replaced? I came here to do a job for Cartwright Funeral Homes. You gonna send me home? Yeah, this sucks. I'm out of here. Hey, honey.
What happened?
I got fired from my job, baby.
Well, how did that happen? Why don't you tell me all about it?
I went to the studio. I was going to read something about Cartwright Funerals, and I got the revision. It was supposed to be 47 revisions. So I went through revision 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, all the way down to 47. And I found out it wasn't even the right one. Then Mr. Cartwright, the guy who owns the funeral homes altogether, came in and said, just took over my old job.
Whoa. Let me see if I get this straight. Cartwright, the guy who owns the greatest funeral home in all of Pasadena. You actually got to meet him? Did you get an autograph for the kids?
Okay, we're on the wrong subject here. Let me go ahead and go to the kid.
Hey, Dad!
Hey, what's going on?
I'm just at home doing some social studies, some math, and some chemistry homework.
How's that going?
I have helicopter sound effects.
Sorry, I didn't know.
No, keep doing it. I like it.
You know, you kind of stumbled over a few words in that last, maybe that's why you got fired by Mr. Cartwright.
Well, I didn't go there to do an improv job. I was just supposed to read something off the script. Hey, if I'm going off the cuff, sometimes I'm gonna.
You're doing it again. You got stuck. You did it again.
Why are we even in this relationship?
I don't know. It's kind of slow and slow.
Speaking of relationships, Dad, you said if I get a good grades in grade school that you'll get me a dog. Well, it's about that time.
I don't know if you're ready for that kind of responsibility. Remember the last time I got you fish? You got a fish, and what happened to the fish?
The fish died.
What about the time we got you the cat? What'd you do with the cat? He left it outside, left, and all of a sudden I told you he was going to be an inside cat. Now the cat is an outside cat.
Now the cat is pregnant and probably dying.
Losing a pet is never easy. Well, luckily, there's Cartwright Funeral Home for Pets. Serving the greater Alhambra area.
Cartwright Funeral Homes.
You used to have a pet and you loved it so much, and then you found out he jumped out of his fishbowl and was flopping around on the ground.
Call now.
That was track 5 on his album of songs.
That was really good, Jack. All right.
That's going to be a tough one.
Which one?
That's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of work. A lot of work for me.
Coming up, Act 2. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Act 2, the interview. Today's special guest contributor is John Millhiser. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Did I pronounce that correctly? John Millhiser.
Yes.
Very nice.
Both are correct.
So tell us about yourself. Where are you from?
I guess I grew up in New Jersey.
Oh, nice.
All parts of New Jersey.
You don't sound like you're from New Jersey.
Yeah, I get that. I have been told I say yeah a lot.
Yeah, I deserve it.
Yeah, and that's my most Jersey accent, I think.
Do you miss anything from Jersey?
No, I just got back, so it was nice. I haven't been in 2 years because of the...
Indulge me. Prior to you leaving after a 2-year hiatus, was there anything you missed?
I missed the hoagies. I missed the boardwalk.
There's a boardwalk.
There's a boardwalk.
Oh, nice. Explain to me what a hoagie is.
Well, a hoagie is like a sub, like Subway, but a hoagie is like very, I guess, Jersey and probably like... Pennsylvania
right.
term.
Is there anything that makes it different?
No.
What's
it's
the
a hero.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
For some reason, we like calling it a hoagie.
And I'm not familiar with the term hero. Can you explain what that is, too?
It's like a hoagie.
Exactly. It's like a hoagie.
Yeah.
What's on it?
Or a sub.
Yeah, or a sub.
Oh, like a sandwich.
No.
No.
These are not sandwiches.
Not even close.
Do you know what a hero is? It's like that.
Do you know what a hoagie is?
I went to a very prestigious school, so I don't know if I've ever had any of these.
You probably had a hoagie there.
Probably not. It's a sandwich, right?
What's a sandwich?
Yeah.
I've never had one of those, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I do very, very very meticulously made crackers and then some charcuterie.
Do you have any other questions for Ari?
No, I'm sorry. So tell us, did you enjoy your trip to New Jersey?
Oh, I enjoyed my trip so much. Yeah, it rejuvenated me. I haven't seen some family members in a while and yeah, it was just nice.
Did you ever have any friends or family in the mafia?
In the mafia? Well,
La Cosa Nostra.
What?
How you pronounce it?
Cosa.
La Cosa Nostra.
Growing up in, I grew up in Bergen County, North Jersey.
Yeah.
And
ooh, Sopranos country.
Yeah. I was too young to know what was happening, but I was told that some mob guy was arrested down the street, like him and his wife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was pretty.
You know, we actually have that, in the archives, that arrest.
Is it this one or here?
Yeah. All right.
What are you doing? Get your hands off me.
You shut up. You are under arrest.
Under arrest for what?
Don't you arrest my sweetheart.
Hey, look, lady.
What?
Loretta, you're under arrest, too.
What did I friggin' do to you? No, I didn't do nothing to nobody. Everybody knows I didn't do nothing to
you
nobody.
You both are doing the same thing together.
What exactly is it do you think that we are friggin' doing over here?
Oh, where do I begin? Do you racketeering?
Ooh, that's a very serious charge,
actually. I run a very respectable business. I don't know what you think I do on a normal day basis.
Your business might be a lot of things, but it ain't respectable.
I make a very honest, good living.
Good living?
Yeah, good
look
living.
At you. Look at your yard, okay?
What about it? I got gnomes like everybody else.
Listen, yard work, gnomes in the yard, that's not a very serious crime, but seriously, the racketeering, that's a pretty friggin' serious crime.
Get inside, Marie!
Do you
no,
think
she better stay out here. She needs to hear all this because she's coming down to the precinct.
But what? She didn't do nothing.
She...
Oh.
Ooh, freaking got him.
Yeah, go ahead. Say, what do you say? She didn't do nothing.
Yeah, tell us what we did. Tell us what you think we did. What I, Loretta, aka Marie, did. What did I do?
Marie Loretta, get inside!
I'm not going inside.
Marie Loretta, stay outside!
I feel like I should listen to the friggin' cops, but also I should listen to my friggin' main squeeze over here. I don't know, I'm torn between two people.
Also, you and I were very much same guys, you know what I mean?
Well, we grew up in the same neighborhood, down the street from each other.
You went one way, I went the other. You became a cop, I became a respectable businessman. What are you gonna do?
And you got Loretta.
I did get Loretta. Whoa, what are you gonna do about it? You gonna try to arrest me because I got the girl that you really wanted? Whoa. Go ahead. I'll do that too.
Get off my shoe.
Boys, fellas, there's plenty of me to go friggin' around over here.
Loretta Marie, get inside!
I wanna stay outside and break this up and also figure out what proof do you have of the racketeering, by the way? It's my friggin' prerogative where I do what I do with my...
Tell her what to do. Google. She can do whatever she wants.
Google. What does prerogative mean?
What's Google? It's 1984.
Sorry, it's 1984. Big brother, what is prerogative?
Prerogative is a...
Yeah, fuck a big brother, I don't even know.
Friggin' big brother over here, that's a friggin', he's a friggin'
Tony Gazal.
Friggin' gagoots.
Alright, let's get back to the fucking brass tacks here. You're just fucking jealous.
I really think that he's gonna arrest you because he has some serious evidence about the racketeering. I don't think it really has much to do with jealousy. I mean, I'm sure
like
there's...
What do you got? You got tapes or something? You got an informant? What do you got? You got nothing.
Got a garage full of tennis rackets.
Yeah? And who likes to play fucking tennis? Look at me. I'm Andre Agassi over here.
All we ever do, Pete Sampras also. He's also...
It's 1984, fuckface. You love McEnroe, remember?
Freaking Navratilova over here.
Billie Jean King.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we've established it's 1984. Go back to what's your evidence. Tennis rackets?
Yeah, what are you going to do with all those tennis rackets? All those stolen?
What makes you think they're stolen? I like to buy things in bulk.
I got to talk to the cop for a second real quick. Hey, honey.
All right, fine.
Sweetie.
What do you want me to do? Stay
sugar,
right here.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. I'm going to talk to this cop, all right? I'm going to try to set him straight.
Hey.
Listen, why are you mentioning informants? You're going to blow my cover here.
I didn't think.
Don't even think about telling him that I tipped you guys off to the friggin' tennis rackets.
I know, you're doing a great job. You're playing undercover really well.
What did you say? That you knew about the tennis rackets? I'm the only person who could have friggin' possibly been known to begin.
Look, Loretta, there's tennis rackets missing all around town, and they're all in your garage, all right?
Yeah.
People are asking questions. I thought that's what racketeering meant.
Hey, also, can you do me a quick favor? Can you stop calling me by my code name, Loretta, and call me Marie, please? This frigging guy thinks that my name is Marie, and you call me Loretta right off the bat. You're gonna blow my frigging cover, please. All right. Let's do it. Oh my god, this cop just called piece of shit.
Yeah, Loretta. Marie.
Hold on one second, I gotta talk to this friggin'. You call me Loretta again.
I'm pretty sure I did.
No, you did. The first words out of your mouth after I walked back to my baby here, my sweet cheeks, my honey bun, was Loretta.
I highly doubt that. I don't screw up a lot.
I think the feds have that in their archives. Why don't we go back and check?
All right. Yeah, guys in the van, can you play that back?
Which tape?
The one from, what is it?
About 40 seconds
40
ago.
Seconds ago. Loretta.
Wait, you want to do me a favor and not call me? You just did it again. See?
Oh.
Can you do me another favor? Can you not yell out, hey, guys in the FBI truck, can you run back to... You gotta whisper it into your lapel.
Oh.
Don't just willy-nilly friggin'...
Shh, Loretta.
Hey, guys in the FBI truck, can you check the archives from 10 seconds ago to prove to this friggin' gagoots that he friggin' said, Loretta, please?
Yeah, you want me to play another one?
Yes, thank you.
This is the FBI playing tape number 748.
And boys just wanna have fun. No, that was the wrong tape.
Let me play the other tape.
Is this tape 996? FBI, an informant, getting along and talking about...
I like that song, it's really good.
Have you heard the whole album?
I own it, yeah.
I like it.
Do you want me to play another track, or...?
Suspicions were high. The husband didn't really know what to make of all this. The relationship between the cop and his newlywed wife seemed a little fishy, so he had to go talk to his capos and his underboss.
What's the problem here?
I don't know, like, there's something going on between me, my wife and, you know, this cop.
With Marie?
Yeah, no. Marie.
Marie would never do nothing.
I don't know.
She would never.
What do you think I'm here to do? Get permission from you to do something?
I don't know what you're
All right, you know what? Can I talk to the other underboss, please? Somebody's not going to be stuttering all over the words.
Yeah.
You know my problem.
Yeah.
So what should I do? Do I take action or do I just let it go?
Do you love this woman?
You know that I love her. But, you know, I almost got pinched over these fucking, the tennis racket racket. Somebody's feeding the cops information. I don't know who it is.
Are you accusing us?
Yeah, no. What exactly are you...
What are you trying to say?
You think that we're rats?
No.
You think we would rat you out and your racket?
I'm saying...
Why would we would just be shooting our own selves in the foot?
I don't know. I'm saying this. There might be some, other... Informants.
You know what? Give me a second. I'm going to talk
to... I think my wife's an informant. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Marie would never do something like that. I'm going to confer with the underboss here for a second.
Just go over there for a second by the clock.
I think that he's on the fact that Loretta is an informant. And us, me and you, because we are also freaking informants over here.
How do you like the clock over there? It's pretty nice, huh?
Yeah, I like it. It's pretty good.
Keep busy with that.
It's specially made from Johnny Clocks.
Johnny Clocks?
I don't know. I just thought the first thing that I thought.
That was good. You came up with that on the spot.
I mean, it's Johnny Clocks a place. I would assume that that's his nickname because he makes clocks. I don't know. I really don't know how to act.
Johnny Clocks doesn't make clocks.
What?
Johnny Clocks got out of the clock business.
He did?
He does pools now.
I didn't get the binder that the feds gave us to get us up to speed with the small business owners in the community. Why didn't nobody tell me at the meeting?
I'm sorry to, like, you know, interrupt the very important, you know, underboss meeting, but can I get, like, some kind of direction or maybe, like...
Get more rackets!
Yeah, you need to get more rackets and...
I'm knee-deep in this racket.
Definitely don't kill Marie. Do not kill Marie. She's a decorated woman... Civilian.
She's wiretap. I mean, she is good cook.
She is an FBI agent.
She makes teacher.
She's a teacher. She teaches kids
how to make fettuccine, bolognese. That's what FBI.
Jesus. Are you even Italian? What are you talking about? Bologna. But what?
Huh? You see, I'm saying fettuccine.
Gabagool.
It was clear that everybody in the family was an informant except for Joe. Joe was a purist, growing up fantasizing about being a made man. Finally, when he got there, he didn't know that part of the lifestyle was being an informant, and everybody was doing it but him.
I feel like, you know, I don't know, I'm not understood by everybody, you know? I don't, something's different. It's not the same.
What are you talking about?
It's just not the same.
We're Italian.
I know, but, you know, it's like, it feels like, maybe it's a different generation. Maybe it's a different part of Italy. Maybe it's a part of different Italy you guys are from. I don't know. I don't know why you laughing so much.
That sounds like a very tough predicament you're in. You know what? I'm going to confer with my fellow Italian...
Quink, quink.
...national, and we're going to discuss it. I think that he's onto the fact that we are all informants and we've infiltrated these meetings.
You think he thinks we're informants?
Hey, could you do me a favor? Could you not yell at so loud?
There's no way I can whisper.
Why, what are you doing?
It's the way I speak.
Is that what that was like when the guy got arrested?
Yeah, it was all over town, all over the paper and everything.
I forgot it. We were still in the interview. So, that's what it was like. Nice. So tell us what you do, John. You're a comedian.
Comedian, actor, writer, teacher.
Very nice.
Since the pandemic started, been doing some Zoom character classes and stuff.
Of everything that you do, what gives you the most satisfaction?
Performing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right now we're kind of in a performing stalemate.
Right.
Do you do shows at home for your friends?
I've tried a few Zoom stand-up shows and they weren't fun to do, but I do like shooting videos, you know,
right,
and then posting them wherever just to get some comedy out there.
And you're currently on a show. You play a teacher.
Yes, I play a drama teacher on the show Drama Club on Nickelodeon.
I thought it was very funny. Can you tell us a little about it?
Sure. It's a show on Nickelodeon called Drama Club about a middle school drama club.
Right.
And just, you know, you got the jock, you got the influencer girl, you got the real Dramarama kid, and they all just like a mismatched group of kids that are trying to put on a production of Minnesota the Musical.
Right.
And it's just, they get into hijinks, and it's created by Maddie Whitby and Monica Scherer.
Very nice.
Oh, it's like The Office. It's a mockumentary, but for like a middle school.
Yeah, they talk. It's like breaking, is it the, it's a fourth wall.
Mm-hmm.
They talk to the people. Remember Zach?
Confessionals. Moore? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever watch Wake Up in the Morning?
Saved by the Bell?
Remember that guy?
Time Out, Zach.
Yes. Hmm. And you just talked to the audience, and you felt like you were getting a window into his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Were you in drama club when you were younger?
Yes, I was in all the... my middle school was inside the high school.
Right.
So in seventh grade, I was in like the music man, but I was always playing the townsperson. And then it wasn't until like senior year that I got Marcus Lycus, and a funny thing happened the way the form. But like, yeah, I was never given good roles. I was always extra.
We actually have your production of The Music Man. Yeah, we have the audition for that.
And you want me to play it from here?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon is a-coming down the street. Oh, please let it be for me.
Thank you, John.
So,
I don't know, John. You do this every time
wait around?
You need to let us, you know, deliberate.
Well, you know, that's happened before, and...
And you're on every play. You audition, you get in play.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I do have a quick note.
I take great notes. Yeah. Yeah, okay, I love good. Notes. I would love your feedback.
Just a slight problem with your selection.
Oh.
The audition was actually for... The song we got trouble, right here in River City.
In River City,
player.
Mm-hmm.
Why exactly did you not choose to sing that?
Well, I wanted to like stand out. Like I wanted to like go against the grain. I wanted, you know, we probably were getting sick of that song, right? Shake your head, yes, you're getting sick of that.
The part that you're auditioning for, mm-hmm, sings that song.
Yeah.
So that's why it's, mm-hmm, important for you to sing the song,
yeah,
because you'll be doing that in the play if we gave you the part. Do you understand?
Now, look, I appreciate your zealousness.
I mean,
Is that a word? Zealousness a word?
Zealousness. Zealousness. Zealousness.
AOL, can you look up zealousness, please?
Yes, zealousness is the word indeed.
All right, good. We got that settled. I don't want to punish you for really singing your heart out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you the role of that bush.
I was going to say tree. Bush is more appropriate.
Yeah, I think so. You'll have to crouch.
I didn't even know there was a bush in the script. Let me just find that.
We created the part just for you.
We couldn't let you go without, you know.
Yeah.
I felt like you want, what he said.
Hello, the Wells Fargo wagon
actually, we came up with an original song for the bush.
Oh.
It goes like this. Did you get... Yeah, it goes... Shh.
You want to try that?
Sure.
So the very front part that you start with?
Uh-huh.
Don't need that.
So just, don't need that.
Don't need it. Just go right to the...
Me, 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 you. Them.
You know what? Why don't we give him the role of bush number two? Because that one doesn't have a mouth.
That was your first part. That was your first part, huh? Very, you just cutthroat, do whatever you need to get.
I wanted that bush part. And, you know, I got it.
Two questions I have. First one, after you probably are the most successful actor out of your group of people that you went to drama club with, right?
Oh, 100%.
Do you ever like think like, fuck those guys, they're not giving me the parts that I want? I was on the biggest show on the earth and now I'm on another show. It's pretty great. Because I do like that show, actually.
Yeah. Well, I kept in touch with my drama teacher who never gave me any of the parts, Mrs. Hanschen. We used to call her Hands on Gin, you know, to get at her. But I kind of just kept in touch with her over the years. And then when I was on SNL, I was like, hey, my mom reached out to her. She's like, John's in town. Do you want him to speak to your drama club? So they had me come in and speak to the current drama club at my old high school. And then nobody knew about the show I was on. And then nobody knew any of the celebrities I brought up. And nobody was interested. And it was a big, I feel like, failure. They didn't care.
What? Me. Nobody knew... Nobody knew what SNL was?
We could just watch the tape.
Yeah, yeah. I brought the tape.
Yeah.
Class, I am proud to...
Please don't call me Miss Hands on Chin.
Guys, be nice.
I am proud.
Miss Hands on Chin, dude. God, Hands on Chin.
I thought that if I proactively said it, you wouldn't do it.
All right, whatever. Who's here?
Okay.
Just get through it.
I'm proud. Yeah. I'm proud to welcome a former student, John Milhuis. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes.
John?
Yeah.
Did you say Robert Downey Jr.?
No, John Millhiser.
Come
on out.
Were you
out
in Iron Man, or what were you in?
Oh, no, I was not in Iron Man, you're thinking.
Tell him what you're doing now.
Captain America?
No. I am not in those that Marvel movie. No, I'm on a fun show called Saturday Night Live.
Ooh, come on, class. Ooh. Ooh.
When is it on?
It's on Saturdays. Yeah.
In the mornings?
No. At night. And, you know, I could have gotten there, you know, if it wasn't for Miss Hands on Chin. Come here.
You almost did it. You almost called me the thing I hate. I hate it with you coming. Give me a hug.
I have a question.
Yes, Garrett.
Have you ever met Robert Downey Jr.?
Are you asking me or are you asking him?
Him.
Oh. Well, you said you had a question. You were looking at me. I called on you.
I know, but I had a question for him.
Oh.
Have you met Robert Downey Jr., John?
Garrett, was it Garrett? No, I haven't. But I can't imagine him hosting at some point.
Ooh. Come on, guys. Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you play sports?
Garrett! Stop disrupting!
No, I don't play sports. Any questions about sketch comedy?
Is that where you do like a dance with the song and then you make everybody else and everybody else do the same?
It's like an improv exercise.
Any other questions for John, please?
Not a lot of kids in your drama club anymore, Miss Hanschen.
Sounded like you kind of called me Miss Hands on Chin again.
I thought, you know, I would never.
You just kind of breezed through it and you thought I wouldn't catch it. But it's okay, you're a big star now.
I'm volunteering to be here, so let's not get into a little...
Okay, we won't. Don't do it again.
Garrett, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to have a lot of money, and then I want to be able to invest in technology.
Oh.
And then I want to build a suit made of metal.
All right, Garrett, you're cut off. I have a question.
And then I want to be able to fly when I want to shoot beams of stuff out of my hands and my chest.
He's a big fan of...
Iron Man.
I have a question, John. I have a question.
Yes, Miss Hanschen.
What was the name of the show you're on again?
Hands on Chin!
God damn it! Garrett!
Wasn't what you thought it would be.
No, I thought they were going to ask for autographs or photos. They didn't.
They never seen Saturday Night Live.
No.
Do you have any fond memories of the show?
Yeah, there was lots of fond memories. I remember I did a sketch with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And right before our sketch, right before the camera went live, I leaned over to her and I was like, I'm a little monster. And she's like, I had no idea. And I was like, yeah, I didn't want to like seem like a super fan.
And then
our sketch. But that's just then, like one of many things.
So after that, did you bond with
David? I thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she still remembers me. I hope so.
Are there any guests or hosts that were taller than you realized? When you saw them in person.
Taller than me?
Taller than you realized.
Than you realized.
Charlize Theron.
Oh, she's tall.
Oh, yeah, she's tall.
I met Jeff Goldblum once. He was very tall.
Yeah.
Tim Robinson.
Tim Robbins?
He's...
Susan Sarandon's ex?
Yes.
Yes.
Very tall.
He seems tall.
I met Shaquille O'Neal once. He's pretty tall.
Is he?
Yeah.
Also, you know, it's a given.
Sean Bradley. I met him once. He's a tall guy. Patrick Ewing. I met him one time. He's taller than you would think.
These are people who are professionally tall, so I don't know if you caught that.
Professionally tall?
Yes.
Being tall is not a job.
Yes, it is.
What the fuck are you talking about?
All right, bleep that out.
Bleep what out, Ari?
Is there anything you want to talk about, something you're working on now that you want to plug, pump into this? I'm trying to like learn new phrases of...
Yeah, plump. I'll try to plump something. Plump.
Did pump, but plump works too.
I'm going to plump, just drama club on Legend.
I just remembered my first question, and then I'll stop asking. I know we want to move on and stuff. You're just getting very impatient. talking to both of you guys. In the show, drama club, and you were in drama club when you were younger. Do you feel that there's some parallels between the character tropes, if you will? Do you feel like, because obviously the new version, the show has like a influencer, you know, that clearly wouldn't exist when we were young.
I think cross generations, I think Drama Club has always remained like the same heart and soul as it always has been. Like you go into the auditorium and you kind of like disappear from the rest of the school.
Right.
And it's still, just a fun to play and get weird with other artsy fartsy people who can't play sports.
All right. John Elijah, thank you so much for coming. Coming up, Act 3. But first, a word from our sponsors who make this high-quality program possible. Stay with us.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Act 3. Whenever he saw a red flag warning at the beach, he grabbed a surfboard. He had a penchant for facing danger. It made him a really good surfer. He always went for the wave that nobody wanted because everybody was afraid they'd get swallowed.
Kyle, what are you doing? No, there's a red flag out there. Get back in here.
Dude, this is when you catch it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no.
This is when you can touch heaven.
Dude.
What?
You just can't do that, dude. You're gonna die, bro.
Touching heaven is not good.
Yeah, touching heaven means you're pretty much dead.
That means you are in heaven and dead.
Dude, I'm gonna ride the wave. The red flag can't hurt me. I'm not scared of red flags. What? Oh, no. Am I gonna trip over the red flag?
No, the red flag is not the danger. The red flag is the warning of the danger that is the sea.
All these guys put out these red flags, and all of a sudden, everyone's like, "Where? Fuck, it's the red flag. Let's get out of here." And then I'm like, guys, I've dealt with red flags before. Have you heard of America?
That's just a flag totally, that has red in it.
Dude, yeah, you're totally getting the reason why the red flag is even there to begin with. You're not even getting it, dude.
I didn't know I was in school. I thought this was the beach and it was summer.
Kyle?
What?
Why are you inching towards the water? You're taking steps back towards the water. Just because you're doing little tiny baby steps doesn't mean that we're not going to notice that you're going towards the water.
Do you remember what happened last time? Was there a red flag warning and you went out and we told you don't do it?
You almost died and then...
Let him finish. What'd you do? What happened?
Yeah, and then Brody saved me.
Yeah, and Brody died.
Brody
trying to save you.
He caught the grind.
The grind killed him, dude.
Yes, you ignored the red flag. Brody chased you. He saved you. And then the undertow brought him back out into the water and he died.
Dude, he's still out there. He's still catching it.
It's been 8 weeks.
Kyle?
Kyle?
What?
Your toes are in the water. You think that just because you're inching...
I like to get my toes down.
You're not fooling us, Kyle.
Whatever. Can you hand me my board?
Kyle, I'm not going to hand you your board. We don't want you to go into the water.
His friends are really worried about him. No matter what, no matter all the concerns that they would throw his way, he just wanted to get in that water. The bigger the red flag, the more desire he had to do it. So his friends put together an intervention. They intentionally put up some red flags on the beach and they waited for him.
Look at all these red flags! Oh, no, this is going to suck!
Kyle, why don't you have a seat in that beach chair over there?
What are you guys doing here?
We put the red flags because we knew you'd come.
This is you?
If you guys don't mind, I'd like to read my letter first.
Go ahead, dude.
Kyle.
Sit down, Kyle!
Kyle?
Stop going toward... The red flags are not real!
Your toe is pointed... towards the water. Stop zipping out up your wetsuit. Stop it. Sit
down.
I can't sit in my wetsuit.
Squat next to the sandcastle. We're doing this.
Stand behind the chair, but have the chair in between you and the water.
I'm going to take the chair, put it here.
No. Don't put the chair in the water.
Chair's in the water, dude. Got to get behind the chair so I'm in the water.
Just read your letter, Rudy.
Kyle, your need to... chase after two.
You can't read. I told you.
Paper got wet. All right, Kyle.
Mahalo.
Kyle.
Mahalo.
I didn't put your last name on here. Kyle Mahalo.
Thank you.
Your need to ignore red flags.
Good.
Is affecting me in the following ways. One, not cool.
Two, you know it's cool.
I have 47 revisions to this. Let's read the next one.
You went all the way down to 45. They were all different versions of not cool.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle Mahalo. Hey, are you tired of not making me happy? Well, now here's a way that you can make me happy. Introducing not going into the water even though there's red flags there. Well, how does it work? I'll tell you. You don't chase over the red flags. This is... one of the later revisions. We changed the copy a little bit.
Look, just don't go in the water, dude.
Hey, can you hang back 1 second? I want to talk to our bro here for a second. Hey,
sure, you guys talk. You guys talk.
Hey, why was your... You didn't really put a lot of heart into that letter. You just... Not it. I'm not going to save him.
Eventually, somebody grab him out of the ocean, pull him back.
Okay, Kyle, God. You're going to be okay, Kyle. You're going to live.
Hey, it's Undertale. Undertale got me. They're cool.
Kyle inadvertently killed another surfer. Poor Rudy. Epilogue.
Hey, if you're looking for red flags, come on down to the red flag stand here at Sand Beach.
Red flags at Sand Beach.
All right, let's do another take of that.
I'm not doing another take.
Dad, I thought that was great. You did a great job, Dad.
We
are a 5-7 team. We're professional. We do what we do.
We do what we do, and we sell flags, any flag, any color.
We changed the copy. We can't say red flag. So if you could just grab revision number 2, please, and just go with that.
I don't even know why we do this anymore. I'm tired of these commercials. You know we can make so much money just narrating a book?
We can make so much money narrating a book, narrating a play, or narrating a movie.
All kinds of movies and plays and books. Way more money. And there's not any revisions of all the different books. This is the one book.
I understand there's a lot of different possibilities of what
my dad and I can sell anything. We can sell a scooter, a bike, a motorcycle, a car.
We only have the studio
booked
for 40
minutes. Used cars.
We have less than a minute.
Go-karts.
In this
kites.
Okay, yes, I get it.
Kites with wheels.
Okay.
Ants.
You can sell a lot.
Did you say ants?
Ants. Ant farms.
Ant farms. Ant farms and
guys, we got it.
Dad?
I think I lost it.
Dad, what happened to your voice?
Okay.
All right, sorry I'm so late, you guys. I triple bogey number 18. Anyway, I conferred with my fellow surgeons. And it doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good, as in it's bad?
No, I mean, his voice doesn't sound good. Have you heard this guy's voice?
Oh, I've heard the voice.
It sucks. It's so bad. Isn't it terrible? Your voice.
You'll never be as good as me, son.
Dad, don't say that.
I'm just telling you the truth. I don't think you should go on the radio. I'm going to die tonight on my deathbed. I'm following the pattern, you piece of shit.
I know. I'm laughing. It's funny.
I think that maybe, I don't know, try something else.
Dad, don't worry. I'll take care of Mom.
Put the toilet.
Put it down.
I'm sorry, son. Your father's dead.
It's sorry I'm late. My flight from Topeka was late. How's your father? Is he okay?
Mom?
Is he okay?
Mom?
Is he okay?
He's dead, Mom.
Okay.
Okay.
That's just outside of his voice, so I'm fine with it. So, you want to go do some painting or something?
I guess I could be a painter.
Young man, choosing careers. Switching it up, he thought he was gonna be a voiceover actor, but now he's gonna try to paint pictures!
We gotta do a different take of that. We can't say pictures.
Why?
So we're gonna have to do it. Just read the next revision.
What part?
The pictures part.
I wrote it really small at the top right.
Let me make it as is.
The first half and the second half on the bottom left corner.
I can't see. Oh, yeah.
So here we go. Take two.
We have the studio for 20 more seconds.
Boy changing his career choice. He thought he was gonna be a
painter.
No,
but
I thought I said we couldn't say painter, and you jumped the gun because
I said pictures before, and they're saying painting now.
Read the other revision. Revision three. It's on the roof of the building. Where's the ladder?
It's under the stool.
It's not.
Oh, okay.
I took it home because I needed to get something high.
Ladder does not belong to you.
I think it's another ladder.
Is it at your home or is it the ladder?
It's the ladder at that. Which house are you talking about? The what? Yeah, the ladder house.
The ladder?
I'm supposed to believe you have this many houses, Ari.
I've been doing this for a long time. I get a lot of raises. Unlike you. All right, revision.
A young boy, he just lost his father. Up until now, he thought he was gonna be a voiceover actor, but instead, he and his mother decided it would be best for him if he was a
sketch artist.
I mean, we ran out of time in the studio anyway. Let's just take it.
I feel like I got it. Sketch artist.
I need the studio to record my popcorn commercials.
Oh, we gotta get out of here.
The producer Andy and our special guest contributor John Minheiser. I'm your host Ari, and this is Americans Live. Join us next time.
This is Americans Live can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find This Is Americans Live on Instagram at This Is Americans Live and on Twitter at Americans Live.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.